Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Not Your Cable News with your host, me, Diamond Dave. Hey guys, I feel like I owe everybody a little bit of an apology, a little bit of an explanation, whatever you want to call it, right? A little over a year ago, I started this show and absolutely loved it. I enjoyed every minute of making these shows and love all of my guests. Y'all did absolutely amazing. But in some fairness, I want to at least explain a little bit here, right, and accept my apology, right? I know people look for the show. I've had plenty of emails. I've had plenty of comments. I've had plenty of a lot of things, right? And really not giving anybody much of an explanation other than I'm taking care of some personal business right now, and that as soon as time allows and life allows, that I will be back to doing this. So here we are, right? So about 4 months ago, we'll call it 4 months, August 30th, someone very close to me was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer. There's absolutely nothing funny about cancer, period, right? So I was finding it a little bit hard trying to find the humor, trying to find the ability to put on a quality show behind it all without letting some of those emotions run through it. And in the process, I took a little hiatus from this. So I hope you all understand. I will tell you that on a bit of a upside from that, and the reason I'm doing a show tonight is as of December 30th, 4 months later, following 7 weeks of daily radiation, weekly chemo, all the signs are pointing to good things. We'll get further scans mid to the end of January, and we'll definitely know more then, but I will say right now that the pain has eased off for her. Energy levels are back. Everything's going really well. So with that being said, we're going to make some fun, not so much of cancer. There is a little bit of fun to be had with it. You've got to have a little bit of that dark sense of humor just to get through it. But we're going to make a little bit of fun of the person. And, you know, if nothing else, I may lose someone close to me through this whole thing. And that's, you know, no, not really. She'll take it on the chin like she always does with everybody's nuts. Anyway, so one thing I did do is I did move her into my house, and those of you that have listened to a few of these shows, you understand that I spent the better part of the last 4 years, I guess, living by myself, kind of dating around, and da-da-da-da-da, whatever. So, I did move her into my house, and I don't know that adjusting to life with somebody with cancer was as big of a hill for me to climb as it was adjusting to have somebody living in my house. With this person comes another dog, because I needed 4 dogs. And also the idiosyncrasies of, that's a big word for me. I haven't drank enough yet. It's New Year's Day and I didn't drink much last night, so I can still say big words. Is the idiosyncrasies of having another human being living in your house. Now, I've always considered myself to be a little bit, I don't know, maybe a little bit anal, maybe a little OCD. I'm sure that by the time this is over with, and we will get her on here at some point, I'm sure, as a guest, because she's going to want to defend herself pretty quick, and that'll be funny as fuck. So one of the first things, right, so here you are, you've got this person moving into your house, right? And if any of my listeners have ever gone through this, right, you spend years getting into your own little groove, you do your own little thing, you've got your bedtime, you got your shower time, you got your how you like your house clean, whatever, right? So one of the first things I notice is all of a sudden my bathroom is just covered with women's shit fucking everywhere, right? Now, I'm pretty low maintenance. I don't have a lot of hair. Okay, I have no hair on my head because I shave it. I shave in the shower. I really don't keep much on my bathroom counter. All of a sudden, I've got this hair straightener thing there. I've got a blow dryer that pops all my fucking breakers every time she turns it on. I've got women long hair freaking everywhere. I've got all kinds of crazy shit going on in my bathroom. But that's kind of to be expected, right? I mean, I got hair care products out the ass in my shower. I now have freaking tampons and maxi pads and bullshit in my freaking cabinet. I open up a freaking drawer and, you know, I don't even know what it all is. I don't care what it all is, but, you know, I've got hair ties everywhere. I've got, you name it, you get it, right? And I know that the majority of my listeners in the past have been female, and I imagine that's going to stay the same. But let me tell you something. Y'all got a lot of fucking shit going on, right? You've got, I don't know, right? I can't even get into what does it take, right? And this particular person that is living in my house is not necessarily one of these girly girls that really does a lot of hair and makeup and all that shit, but she's got it all. She may use it like once every 48 years, but it's here and it's ready for her to use, right along with the 39 closets full of freaking clothes. Let me tell you, she has got more fucking clothes than any one human being should. Like, I've walked into thrift stores in my life that don't have this many freaking clothes in it, right? It's insane. You know, like, you know, the Sears store closed down because they couldn't get freaking inventory, because she's got it all. And to top it off, she wears kids' clothes. So now you got little starving pygmies in Africa with no clothes to wear. And she's wearing all their freaking clothes, and she has zero desire to get rid of a single one of them. And I kid you not, there is at least three closets worth of clothes in my house that are for her only. And I own an abundant amount of clothes for any one male. I take up about a closet and a half, maybe two closets. I got my dressers full. I've got drawers under my bed full of clothes. I've got a lot of freaking clothes for a guy. I don't know. I can't figure that out. So then let's move from the bathroom for just a minute, and we get to the refrigerator. And again, I've got my own shit organized how I want it, and it is pretty well organized, right? I've got my milk and stuff, my big gallon jug of shit, you know, sitting on the top shelf. My second shelf is my eggs, my pickles, stuff like that. Third shelf is, you know, and everything's lined up like little soldiers, right? I don't know, it's weird. But, you know, then I get down to, you know, my drink shelf that has, you know, I've got a row for my Mountain Dew. I've got a, you know, row for Gatorade. I've got a, you know, row for this, row for that, couple rows of water. I couldn't even tell you what's all in there. But it's, you know, I've got everything just kind of organized the way it is. Not anymore. I can tell you, I open my refrigerator and it makes me want to fucking vomit because it's not dirty, guys. It's just nothing is where it belongs, and it's not anal. It's just put shit where it belongs. So, you know, the kitchen is probably the one place that all of this really, really, really kind of, I won't say pisses me off, because it really doesn't piss me off, just noticing the differences between one person and another. And, you know, so then I have my cabinet where you put all your, I call it Tupperware, yet they ain't made fucking Tupperware since, what, 1987? They probably still make it, I just don't own any. But all my leftover bowls, right, and I've got my bowls, my lids, all that shit organized. Yeah, fuck that. It's an absolute freaking nightmare right now. It's like I open that thing up and it's like, nah, I don't even want to fuck with it. Here, you deal with the leftovers. I'm not touching this shit. And I can't make sense of how she's got it, right? I had like lids underneath the bowls that they fit to. No, it's just shit just thrown up there in the corner, and this one over here, that one over there, and you know, you bite your tongue because god dang it, you know, I really feel bad about jumping on somebody's case that's got cancer, and my biggest freaking bitch is what my freaking cabinet looks like, right? So really, really try to refrain from everything. But, you know, here's the last one. Here's the one that did me in. This one absolutely did me in, and I'm going to take a sip of my drink. I'm sure you all missed the ice in the glass with the ice. I'm going to take a drink, and we're going to get into this next one because she thinks I'm insane. You all be the freaking judge of that because I really don't know. So when I do my dishes in my dishwasher, I pre-sort my silverware. And you know that little pouch thing, that little kangaroo pouch thing, whatever the fuck that is on a dishwasher door. I put teaspoons with teaspoons, tablespoons with tablespoons, butter knives with butter knives, big fork, little fork, knives, all that shit is separate in its own little fucking compartment. And when I'm loading it, I load it from front to back, not left to right. So, you know, so your sides, your outboard sides, and the on the top rack, that's where all your glasses and cups go, right? The middle part, that's for your small, you know, plates and your, you know, small bowls and whatever else, your takeout bowls that are in a fucking mess in the cabinet. And then you get to the bottom and you get your big plates and your pots and pans and shit like that, right? So, not only does she not do the whole fucking thing with the silverware, because why would I want to sort it when it's clean? I want to just be able to take that thing. Mine comes out of the dishwasher. I don't know if they all do. Mine comes out of the dishwasher. And I walk over to my silverware drawer and I can just, okay, handful of spoons in the spoons, handful of knives in the knives. That's the reason behind it. Okay. But, and also not to waste water, because that's just how I was raised. I make sure that the fucking dishwasher's full, right? So the way she loads it, you get about 80% of what I can get in there and whatever. But so we've come to an agreement that I'm just not going to open the dishwasher when she's loaded it. I'm not going to go in there and redo fucking everything. But I don't know. I think that it's an art that I have. You can call it OCD, call it anal, call it whatever you want. But it is definitely an art that I refer to it as an art because there's a little special talent that comes with loading a dishwasher for yourself. And, you know, so there you have it there, right? So a few other things going on with having somebody new is the weirdness of who they are, right? Now, I've met a lot of weird people in my life, and I have seen a lot of weird things in my life for sure. One of the weirdest things that I have seen whatsoever out of this whole deal is I have never seen somebody that will cough. And it's a real cough. And I understand, now, she has lung cancer. So what does she do a lot? She's coughing a lot, right? She coughs, and it's immediately followed by a sneeze every time. So I have turned this into some kind of a joke that I'll just walk around the house. I'll feel a sneeze coming. I'll walk around the house, and I'll go, and then I'll sneeze. But it's every fucking time, right? It's like every time she coughs, it's followed by a sneeze. It's like the cough and then the period to the sentence that she's done fucking coughing now. I don't know what it is. But there's something weird already broke there. And if that don't scare you, I don't know what would. So anyway, let's make fun of me for a minute, right? So a few months ago, I'm hanging out. And we had a little... I'll get into the weather here in a minute because we're going to break this up just like you're watching the news. we had a blizzard early November. I think it was the second week in November. Again, for those of you just joining, I live in Bismarck, North Dakota, or thereabout. And it's fucking cold here this time of year. We get a shit ton of fucking snow laying on the ground. And so November, which is really odd for us to get a big storm, right? We had, I don't even remember what we had, 24, 26 inches of snow, something like that, over the course of a day and a half. And somehow pushing my snowblower, da-da-da-da, all of a sudden, guess what? My back hurts. Now, I'm not one to bitch and moan about pain much at all, but I will tell you that this was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. And it was not like a muscle sore, you know, like you know, you fuck too much or something, you wake up Monday morning, you're like, God almighty, I was really throwing her to fucking wood, wasn't I? And no, this was like something straight out of some kind of horror movie. I felt like I had an 800-pound man hanging from my ankle, trying to stretch my leg, and it was just the most excruciating pain. It went on for about a week. I go to my doctor. My doctor gives me, I don't know, some hydrocodone and Flexerol, I guess is what he gave me. I bring it home. I didn't fucking touch it. That was on Thursday. Saturday night, I wind up in the ER. They give me a bag of fluid because they always think you need fluid. They give you a bag of fluid, and they give me a little fentanyl, which, by the way, I lived through it, so I didn't OD on it, but pharmaceutical-grade fentanyl, fast-acting, blah, blah, right? And some Toradol, I think is what it was called. And the fucking shit didn't touch it, right? So ER doctor comes back in there, and she ain't, but, you know, I don't know, she's 24, I'm 150. Young girl comes in, and she'll, I don't know what to tell you, I can't tell you what's going on, or, you know, sent me home. You know, contact your primary care provider next week. So I do on that Monday morning. I call my primary care provider. I'm like, hey, look, man, this shit is screwed up, right? This ain't working. So anyway, long story short, I go through this whole back thing, get an MRI done. They read the MRI, and I'd be better off if I was just a friggin' jellyfish and didn't have a fucking spine. Because everything from, you know, my lumbar down and my lumbar up, I don't know, there's like one area that's not jacked up, and that's between the, you know, cervical area and the friggin' lumbar. But, you know, that I've got like spinal stenosis going on, I got this going on, I got that going on, and, you know, so you get the results back from that, they're going to send me to go get a shot in your spine. I can tell you there's one thing I'm not excited about doing in my life, and that is having a fucking needle stuck into my backbone. I will do a lot of things in my life, and I'm not sure I will ever be excited about this. So they take me, I get the referral to this pain clinic, they call me, they do all that shit. I go there in another fucking blizzard, by the way. I'm driving there. It takes me 45 minutes to get from one end of Bismarck to the other. And if you've never been to Bismarck, North Dakota, let me explain something to you. I have 50,000 people in the entire freaking town. On a normal day, it takes me 9 minutes to get from one end of town to the other. It took me 45 fucking minutes. Kid you not. Get from one end of town to the other. Get there, sit down, and pay my $40 copay because it's a goddamn specialist. Pay my $40 copay. Doctor comes in, pulls up my MRI, says, yeah, your back's fucked. Yeah, great. We gonna get that shot today? No, we didn't call ahead for the pre-authorization with your insurance. But we took your fucking $40. We're not ready to see you. I'm so mad on the way home. I stop. I decide on the way home. I didn't stop on the way home. I decide on the way home. I'm just going to go follow what a couple people have told me. And I'm going to go see a chiropractor, which, by the way, in my mind, is the witch doctor of all witch doctors. And so I'm going to go see a chiropractor. So I go see a freaking chiropractor, and this guy does me right. I'm not a fan, again, of chiropractic medicine. I will say that this man saved me from having a needle jammed in my back that I was not enthused to do in the first place and will probably never do again. I was all hyped up that day to go have a freaking needle jammed in my back. But since the clinic was so incompetent, apparently I needed to just go do it myself. So anyway, also during this time period, a little bit more about me is I am the proud honorary member now of the Chippewa family, which is great because this person that lives in my house has a fucking excursion that I believe is an 04 diesel four-wheel drive excursion. Sounds like a pretty nice truck, right? Remember, I just became an honorary member of the Chippewa community. So, this thing is a diesel. It is a four-wheel drive. And it is an excursion. Here's what doesn't work. The four-wheel drive is missing the front drive shaft. Right? So now it's a two-wheel drive diesel excursion. It has at least one injector that's fouled out, so it blows so much smoke it's not even funny. Probably more than Cheech and Chong, as far as I could ever tell. And air conditioning don't work. And other than that, it's got a pretty nice body on it. But it, not so much. The funniest thing about this is she was married to a mechanic who, for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, was going to fix this fucking thing. Oh, exhaust is being held up by some baling wire and probably some duct tape over a couple idiot lights on a dash or something. I don't know what. There's so much going on with this thing, and it smells like death because it needs to be just hosed out inside out. And anyway, so thankfully, I have become an honorary member of the Chippewa family, and it is now acceptable for this thing to be in my driveway. And there you have it. So let's move on to the weather. Damn, I'm 5 minutes over on the weather because you know that whenever you're watching the news on TV, the weather comes at, you know, 10:15, right? Well, we're 21 minutes into it without any commercials, by the way. So this is already better than your local fucking news. again, I live in North Dakota. Guess what? We had a couple blizzards in April. We had one in November. We had one in December. It's fucking cold. I got about 4 feet of snow in my backyard. My boat is buried. It will not be out until at the earliest, early May. At the earliest, okay? So, July was hot. August sucked. September, October, I don't really remember. Nothing too crazy going on. Didn't have any tornadoes. Didn't have anything stupid going on. But come November, the weather's like, hold my beer, I owe you something, right? So now we got so much freaking moisture on the ground, and we're not even in our snowy season yet. We've already had lows, I think actual air temperatures, like minus 21, minus 22, within the last 10 days. Super freaking cold out, way too early in the year for that. It's going to be a long fucking winter. So if you see more and more episodes coming out, it's probably because it's so damn cold out, I don't want to do anything but this. But generally, my office is a little chilly. So that makes me want to hurry up through it and go climb someplace warm. So in sports, and we are going to start a sports page again. Like I said, we're going to go back to doing sports page. big surprise of the year. What do you think it is? If you've listened to this show before, what do you think it is? I'm going to tell you what I think it is. It is not the Minnesota Vikings wrapping up the NFC North, because we all know they're going to get beat in the first fucking round anyway, right? So let's not even talk about that. Let's talk about the real deal, and that is TCU, right? TCU going to the championship game next Monday against the defending champions, University of Georgia. TCU, until yesterday, I didn't even know where TCU was. I didn't know if it was, you know, Tennessee Central, whatever. Hey, for those of you that don't know, it is Texas Christian, and the little school that could, is zero playoff experience. Nobody, they were a 1-in-200 odd beginning of the year to make it this far. So if you put your money on TCU early on, good for you. You just, you could probably go ahead and retire tomorrow. I did not. What I do like to see is that Bama's not in it. I'm tired of fucking Bama. I will say I'm starting to get that way with Georgia too, but let the dogs have theirs, and they'll probably have another at the end of this year. But wouldn't it be wonderful if TCU could knock them off, the little horn frongs or whatever they're called. good for them, and congratulations TCU on a fantabulous year. Next thing we'll talk about for a second with sports is Billy Napier, and anybody else has talked sports with me over this year when I have a few drinks and he knows that I still want to refer to him as Billy Donovan. don't know why, but Billy, right? Billy Napier, right? And his 200 positions that he created at the University of Florida did win themselves a bowl appearance. Did not win the bowl game. We played Oregon, and I don't remember the final score, but it was just, let's just say it was fucking embarrassing. It was like, I don't know, 41-7 or some shit, right? The Ducks just absolutely quacked us. And it was insane, stupid. But I will say that you know, Florida wasn't given a chance to make a bowl appearance this year. I'm glad they did, Billy. You did a fine job. There was a whole lot more discipline. There was a whole lot more fight in their eyes this year. And I'll throw out for my my old friend, Dr. Nikki Lee. University of Kentucky, they had a bowl game. I think they played yesterday, and I apologize because I really didn't pay attention to the final end result of that one. And I did notice earlier today, just because I had to do a little quick research because I didn't know a thing and because I haven't paid any attention lately, they are ranked number 19 with their basketball team. So I think they play Alabama, which is number 6 or number 9. Next Saturday. Not sure if they play in the middle, but I'm sure I will hear all about it later this week, and we will certainly invite the good doctor back on here to discuss sports. We'll do it on a regular basis, right? So hey guys, again, glad we're able to get this out of the way. I'm getting this first one. I almost feel like I'm doing the first one again, right? I don't feel like super entertaining. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're running up on that 30 minutes. And, you know, when it's all said and done, guys, at the end of the year, and we kicked 2022 out the fucking door last night, and I was glad to see it go. And welcome 2023 in. You know, at the end of the day, we've only got a few things, right? We've got our friends, we've got our family, we've got our pets, and we have our beliefs in a higher power, if that's how you want to word it. But most of all, at the end of the day, we have our integrity, right? So be good to each other and treat each other right in 2023. You never know what somebody's going through. We've had some more instances of late here, law enforcement, in particular, the city police officer in Minot, Officer Blanchard, that committed suicide a couple days ago. Super, super sad, right? The guys that are saving us nobody's there to save them. So, not to end this on a sour note, but take care of each other out there and be good to each other. Have a great night, guys. We will talk to everybody later in the week.